the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside.
You're listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. Thank you for joining us as we continue the conversation on brain development with Pamela Epley.
Hi, Pam.
Hi, Christina.
So during the last session, you talked about the factors that influence the brain. Can you talk to us about why the early childhood years are so important in brain development?
Oh, absolutely. The first few years of life, our brains are really primed for learning. And between birth and about 3 years of age, there's more than a million brain connections formed each second. After that period, the connections that are used become more strengthened and more reinforced, and those that are not used are reduced through a process that is called pruning. And pruning is not a bad thing. It actually enables the connections that are used to become more and more efficient. But there's one other aspect of those very early years that make them so critical, and it's a quality that the brain has called plasticity. And that's the ability for the brain cells to change and to actually take on different forms or functions in the brain than they maybe were originally intended. And you see this, I guess probably a good example of this is someone who's had a stroke or who's had a brain injury. And you can see they may have lost their ability to speak or their ability to move, and you can actually retrain the brain and those brain cells to actually do those functions. We have that ability throughout our lives, but because of the vast number of neurons and brain connections during those first 3 years, the capacity for the cells to shift and change as they need is so, so much greater.
Interesting. In terms of the plasticity, what are some, I guess, triggers? I mean, like, what might set that off? Can you give me some examples?
Yeah, I think I can. What causes or shapes the cells are all of our experiences. Our experiences within the environment, our experiences within relationships. So the more that you talk to your infant and talk with them and listen to them babble or talk with you, that's strengthening language and development capacities within the brain. The more that you help your child stand up and practice walking and gain balance, that's stimulating the cells that are going to control motor development. And I'll give you a personal example. My daughter was diagnosed with amblyopia as a young child, which means that one of her eyes was not functioning as well as the other. And it really is not a matter of something being wrong with the eye, but it's a matter of the brain connections and how they process that visual information. So by having her wear a patch and covering up her stronger eye, it forced the eye that didn't have the brain connections working to practice. And so different parts of the brain can actually take on the role of processing visual stimuli, even though that may not have been what they were initially designed for by the genes.
Wow, that is super interesting. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Early Childhood Leadership Academy podcast at Erickson Institute. Please join us for part 3 of this series entitled Impacts on the Developing Brain's Architecture.